and it's mutter teat, for that you don't need a posse to be marba. But Yitzchak Kro, where do I need a posse to be marba even when it's mechubar? The gid anoshe be mechubar. I need a chiddush to say that the gid anoshe, when it's mechubar to the animal, there's a mitzvah to burn it. I would have thought to say no, since the mice it's also teat to gid, even without the yisr of kachim. Even if it wouldn't have been a korban oila, the gid anoshe is always also teat. So I would have thought to say maybe there's no mitzvah to burn it. So I need a chiddush on this, know that kol zman is still attached to the meat, you let it burn it the way it is. That's the pshat from Rebbe. But anachanami, for real heter, the atzomas and the gidim, pshita, kol zman de mechuba to the basar, just like the rush of the korban oila, but it's a mitzvah to burn it. The chiddush is, though, by the gid anoshe. Kitzra akroa le gid anoshe be mechuba. Now the Gemara says, Rabbonin, what's Rabbonin shita? Rabbonin, they hold, mimashke Yisrael. That we dash min hamuta li Yisrael. That we dash know there's only a mitzvah hakrovo on something that's muta for Yisrael to eat. Mitzaposik in Yechesko mimashke Yisrael. And we dash min hamuta li Yisrael, there's only mitzvah to burn on the Mizbeach, something that's muta even for Yisrael to eat. Rashi says, Mikru b'seif Yechesko, that se echod min atsoin min amasayim mimashke Yisrael. Ulin yikabonus nosachim siv. Of Hashinu Lei, Bivsachan Perak Elo Vavrim, Min Hamutal Yisrael Avgira Noshe Lei, Vechiribu Kro, Pirsha De Teira Ribu, Teira is only Marba if it's separated where it's Muta, Voloi Mechubarun Di Sura, and not even the case where it's attached, you're not allowed to burn it. The Rabbanan Shittur is, the Gira Noshe, you're not allowed to burn, you have to detach, you have to cut out the Gira Noshe and then burn the Korban Oila. You cannot burn the Gira Noshe of the Korban Oila. So the Mor explains, the Rebbe, what's Shan Rebbe then? How does Rebbe say you're allowed to burn it? So Rebbe holds, midi dehevi achol achol v'dam. The same thing as chelav v'dam. We know the chelav and the dam of an animal, it's also teat. And still there's a mitzvah sakrovo. It's in the gate of kabonos, you're allowed to be makrovo on the mizbech, even something that's also. The Mor answers back, for Rabbon, what's the Rabbon's svar though? Mitzvah some bekach shani, over there it's much different. The chaylib and the dam of a korban, that's the ikar krova. So even though it's also for head you teed it, but he can't learn out from. Because that's the ikar of the korban, is the chaylib and the dam. Mashenki and the gid anosha is not the ikar of the korban, senechnami. They're born and hold, you're not allowed to burn the gid anosha out the posik from Yamashka Yisrael. You have to first cut it out from the behemoth, and then burn the korban oila. But you cannot burn the gid anosha. The Gemara brings out a similar machloekis that Omer Rav Huna says, Gid hanoshe shel oilo, the gid hanoshe by korban oilo is choltsoi. You have to like cut it out. You can't burn it on the mizbeach choltsoi. The tapuach, and you have to throw it to the tapuach. Rashi says, cut it out from the air from the thigh. Or mashlicha tapuach means sover offer, the gathering of the ashes. Shebems on the middle of mizbeach. Because you used to clean out all the ashes there every day. Like it was a lot. You used to take it out and throw it lachutz. So the kids, he holds, you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach. Because he holds that the Rabbanan Shita, that the Gid HaNosher is also to go on the Mizbeach. That's Rav Huna Shita. On this, Amr of Chizu said back, Mori Dechi. The Rashi said, like, Baal Shmuzu, Haven Devarech, like, trying to understand what you're saying. Mori Dechi, like, the Ravi, like, trying to understand what you're saying. Meek Sid, does the Pasuk say, Al Kain La Yechel HaMizbeach? Does the Pasuk say that, therefore, by the Gid HaNosher, even with the Mizbeach, can I eat from the Mizbeach? From the Gid HaNosher? No. The Pasuk says, Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Ksiv. The B'nei Yisrael cannot eat from the Gid HaNosher. But the Mizbeach is not eat from the Gid HaNosher. But for Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? He holds, no, it's also. He holds from the Pasuk in Yecheska that says, Mimashki Yisrael, means Min Hamuta Li Yisrael, if you only burn, put something on the Mizbeach, that's Muta for Yisrael to eat it. Mashayin the Gira Nosha, that's also, you cannot burn on the Mizbeach. I chayle v'dam, enechnami, that's about the mitzvosom bekach. But something like Gira Nosha, there's no heta to burn it on the Mizbeach. That's the machloikas that we had before between Rebbe and the Rabbonin. The other Mor says, Meisve, you have a question. It says, Gira Nosha shal shlomim. You have the Gira Nosha from a korban shlomim. Rashi says, Shayerech nechal, that you're allowed to eat the yerech of a korban shlomim, the Yisrael could eat it. So it says, Aloch here is, Mechabdoi lo'omo, you can mechabed it lo'omo. So Rashi explains, is cholot ha'gid, you have to take out the gid from the yerech, or mechabdoi lo'omo shebazoro. Meaning, like, take it out and throw it into the yoma, that's the channel of water that goes through the azoro. So really, Rashi has a question: what does that have to say dafka by Shlomim? The Chor by Shlomim created the whole Yerushalayim, Lav dafka in the Azoro. So Rashi wants to say maybe it's a part of the Matnas Kuna that the Kana made in the Azoro, but I'll call upon him. He used to like take it out, not eat it, and throw it into the Yoma. That's okay. There's no mitzvah to burn. It's not part of the Akrov. It's not part of the Emurim. But it says, what's going to be though? We shall oil it. Let's say the Gid Anosh of a Korban Oilah, Maleyu. It says to bring it up. So Chura, my love doesn't mean to say Maleyu Maktiroi. It means to say you're allowed to bring it up and burn it. So Chura, it's a Kasha on the Rabbanan Shita. It's Mashmir. The Gid Anosh, like Rebbe, you're allowed to burn it. So Chura says, Loi. It means to say Maleyu Vichoitsehu. It means to say bring it up to the whole Yeruch. But Vichatsehu, like take it out, separate it. Do not burn the Gid Anosh. That's Chotzehu. Rashi says it means Maleyu in my Yerach Kamoshi Shalemo. Bring it up the whole thigh complete. For Yachakach and then Chotzeh, Bereshim Zech, on top of the Mizbeach, then you should cut out the Gid Anosh. Rashi says, why? Sheginayu Lehovi Yerach Mifaras the Mizbeach. It's not nice to bring a Yerach that was cut to the Mizbeach. Mishumach Riveh and Olif Chosecho. So that's the way, bring a whole Yerach to the Mizbeach, and there on top of the Mizbeach, cut out the Gid Anosh. Samor says, Lumiyachas Shochotzeh, the most question now, Loma Maleyu. If you're going to cut it out anyway, so what's the purpose to bring it? Like we just said, the Mishum says, Mishum Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Hachriveh Nolef Chosecho. Meaning to say, when you bring a Matzonah to a Kodesh Baruch, you have to bring it nice. And therefore, it's not nice, it should be cut before it comes to the Mizbeach. So therefore, bring the whole side to the Mizbeach, the Yerach, and then you cut away the Gid Anosh. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, Kavos to the Rav Huna, I'll bring your proof to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, yes, the Gid Anosh is Chotzeh Tapuach, that you cannot burn it on the Mizbeach. Why? It says, Gid Hanosha Shel Shlomim Mechabdulu Yomo, but Vishal Oilo, Chotzela Tapuach. It says clearly, on the Korban Oilo, also cut out the Gid Hanosha, and then not put it on the Mizbeach, put it onto the Tapuach. That's the side, that's just the issues, it's not burnt on the Mizbeach. So, right through Funom, like the Rabbon and Shita, you're not allowed to burn the Gid Hanosha on the Mizbeach. Adam Mor says, Tanan Hosim, learned over there, Midgumar and Tamid, Tapuach, Hoyibienta Mizbeach. There was a Tapuach, this gathering of ashes, in the middle of the Mizbeach, that Pomim Hoya Olov Kisholish Meyas Kur. Sometimes there are like 300 Kurs worth of ashes. Rashi says, Deshen Shel Tzibur Godol, Shemesakulim in Asdodim, but they used to push to one side, used to push towards the middle, that's called a Tapuach. So it was full of ashes sometimes. And Omar Rabu learns Guzma. That's what it says, 300 kurus is only an exaggeration, it's a guzma. But she says, Milsa Biyam of Lavdavka, the Meom Lagio, Sholosh Meas Kur, it never really happened that they had so much ashes on the Mizbeach. It's only called a guzma. Tapuachai Biyam to Mizbeach, Yapoma Yeshol Yeh, she says, Omar Rabu Guzma. Now, Hishko Es HaTomid, Bakoshal Zov, used to water down the Korban HaTomid with a cup, with a golden cup. Rashi says, Kishaboyin Leshechta, before they would shech the Korban HaTomid, Mashkinoi, so they would give the animal to drink. V'noyach Lashi, that makes it easy to skin it later. So how did they give it to drink? Hishko Es HaTomid, Bekoshal Zov, had a golden cup with water, but the animal drank, the Korban drank from a golden cup. Omar Rav says, also Guzma, there's also a Guzma. Rashi says, because it wasn't really a golden cup. It's not an exaggeration. Omer Rabbi Ami, Dibra Torah, Lashon Havoi. Sometimes the Torah says something, Lashon Havoi, it's just Lashon Hejit. Shein Medatik Vidvor. Sometimes even the Torah says like a little exaggeration. It's not really Medatik exactly what it means. Haluadin Dibra Nevi'im Lashon Havoi. Sometimes Levi'im also. The Nevi'im talk this way also. And sometimes Dibra Chachom Lashon Havoi. The Chum also, like in the Gemara, they also sometimes say Lashon Havoi means a Lashon of exaggeration. Now, where do we have this? Like we just said, that says here that sometimes they had 300 kurs of ashes on the Tapuach. It's a little exaggeration, and they never had that much. Dibra, Torah Lashon Havoi, where do we find in the Torah such a Lashon like that? The Pasuk says in the Vorim, Orim Gedolos, the Betzurois, Bashamayim, that they were so fortified, like up until Shemayim, which is also a little exaggeration. Rashi says, Alma Ladok, Vechem Vatibok Oritz, the Yudnaya would sound like the ears should hear this way, but not really that it happened. And divrei neviim lashon avoi, sometimes in neviim also talk lashon avoi. Pasuk says vatibaka oretz lekeilam, like the earth split. And about it didn't really happen. It's only an exaggeration, a little bit, that it should be mishma loiznim. Ears should hear it. The Omer Reb Yitzchak ben Achmeini Yomar Shmuel b'shloshim mekoymes, in three places dibrei chachom loshen avoy, and three places the chom spoke loshen avoy, means a little exaggeration. Elohen, these are the three places. Tapuach, the loch we just had before about a tapuach, said there were 300 kurus of ashes on the tapuach. Geffen, a loch about a vine. Rashi says kimin geffen hoy osoy shekaren tlizah shemoyd lal kolonsins. We'll soon see. Upareiches, and about the pareiches, these are the three places they spoke Lashon Guzma. So we'll soon see. So Gemara says like this: Tapuach Hod Yemorim. Then we think about the Tapuach Lashon Guzma. We had before that says there were 300 kurs of ashes on the Tapuach. And that's one place. Now, Geffen, we have the case of Geffen. Tetznan, we'll learn like this: Geffen Shel Zohov, there was like a golden vine, Hoy Samedes Apischoy Shel Hechol. By the opening of the Heichol, used to be a golden vine, umudlo agabe kunsois, and was hanging over on poles. For chomisho hoye misnadev gargir, whoever would give minadev, give her a present in mizbeach to Beis Hamikdash, gargir or yeshkol, maybe v'terlebo, whoever bring a little gargir or a little eshkol, a cluster, would hang it on this cluster of golden a vine. Gemara says, Omer Blazer Blazer says, Omer Blazer Reb Tzadik, that Maisa once happened, Maisa Oyev Nimlo Leo Sholosh Meresh Kanim, that have 300 Kanim Lifnoisoi, tempted out like there was so much gold hanging on this vine. So again, when it says 300, that's a Lashon Guzma, a little exaggeration. Pareches, where's the case of the curtain? The Tanan, go like this. Rabbi Shimon Megamil Oymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Hasgan. Pareches, the Pareches in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Mishkan, the Pareches, the covering in front of the Oren, was Uviyah, was thick tefach, was complete tefach thick, four inches, etzbois. For Yashiv Mishnayim Nirim, Neregis, it was woven on 72 different threads, like, that's how much they used to wove it. The Yalkol name of an even every thread, Esrim V'Abochutor, Nimer means a chvesa, a type of a bigger thread, each one was made out of 24 small ones. Orko Arboyim Ba'ama, each one was 40 yamas long. Verochba was wide, Esrim Biyama, 20 yamas wide. O Mishumainim, Ushtei Revuyinasis. It was made out of 82, like 10,000 of threads. That's how many threads were there to use to make the Pareches. O Shtayim Oysen B'Shonet, they would make 2 a year. And again, V'Sholosh Shemayas Kanim Matvilu Noisa. If it would ever become Tomei, they would have to have 300 kanim to carry it, to put it into the mikveh. So again, this Lashon Guzma say you have to have 300. Mashman, instead of Lashon of 300, that's Lashon of Guzma. Now back to the Mishnah, it says, V'yerach shel yimino v'yerach shel smoil, that the Gid Anosh applies both to the right and to the left eye. So Mora says, Mas nistin like Reb Yehuda, Mishnah is like Reb Yehuda Shita, the Tani will learn like this, Reb Yehuda Oimer, Einim loig el biyachas, the Gid Anosh only applies to one. For Yadas Machrat, the Seichel tells us, Eshel Yemin, the Masavid applies to the right one. He brought up a question like this. Mifshat Pshitlev Rav Yudis, if it's short Rav Yehuda, that it's the right one. Or Ma Das, what does Das mean? Das Ter, that's what the Ter means to tell us. Or Duma maybe know, really Rav Yehuda was Svuki Masavid, he has a doubt. Which side does the Gid Anosh apply to? Well, my das means das night, it's more mistaken that way, but not really, that's the das tur, it wasn't 100%, that's the shiloh. Is it a sophic tim or is it a badi tim? So Toshma come in here. It says, atzomas v'agidim v'anoisa yisrafu, l'shishosa. That if you have the atzomas, the bones and the veins, or noisa, left over from a korm pesach, you should burn it on shishosa. Don't burn it on the first day pesach, but burn it on the first day cholamoid. The Vinimov, you have a question, Haini Gidi Mavaratai, what are you talking about leaving over to burn the veins? What veins do you have to burn? Igide Bos Lechlinu, it is the Gidim of regular meat, eat it. Vidi Iser, it was left over, Haino Nais, that's nicer. El Gidi Tzavri means the Gidim of the neck. So Manashech, Ilav Bosaninu Leshdinu, if it's not Bosa, throw it away, what do you have to burn it for? Elamites Bosi could eat it. So what Gidim are we talking about here that you wanted to burn the next day? The Yom Rav Chizlo Nitzvah, the Kiddush over here, the Gid Anosh, the Kiddush was even the Gid Anosh over here. And we'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda, the young man in the Yehuda B'yachas. So, Iyamrit Bishleim, Masluki, Masafi, he has a doubt, Shapir, that the two Gira Noshes take out, one of them really will not eat, and he doesn't know which one, so he has to burn it. Eli Amrit, if you tell me though, Mifshav Shitlis, for sure, that Terra Lichla, the Yisur Lishdayu, the one that's mut, let him eat, and the one that's also, let him Lishdayu, just throw it away. First, he knows, then he forgot.